I have the pleasure of being here with Laura Brownwood. She is involved with Wellness Joy, a Wellness Joy consultancy, and with Joyful Aging. And she's 75. She doesn't look like it, but she's 75. Laura, welcome. I'm so excited to have you here today.
I'm excited to be here.
So we're talking about the many ways that we break ourselves, we keep ourselves from moving forward. As we expand, we need more room. Sometimes it's difficult. We get caught up. I wondered what your perspectives might be today that would help us in your experience as a practitioner and a liver of life who's living a great life. How do you navigate expansion and allowing yourself to move and get bigger and feel safe at the same time?
Well, I'd like to go back to my youth growing up. I had the most amazing parents on the planet. They were bipolar though, and so their good was so good, it was just beyond belief. All my girlfriends wanted my mother, but their negative side was a little scary. And I used to wake up thinking, we're gonna do this again, we're gonna do this again. And then when I was 30, I was driving up a dirt road and I said to myself, and I felt it in my heart, and that's my big thing. I said to myself, I want to be a happy person. I want to be positive. When people think of me, that's what I want them to think about. And I just kept it in my heart and my spirit, and all that other stuff basically just slowly shifted away. Now, nothing ever goes away. We never get it done. So, but that was a place that it was like, wow. And then over the years, which was obviously quite a few years ago, 45 years ago, I just kept going back to that inner place of wanting. There's two ends to every stick, what you want and what you don't want. And when you focus on what you want, you get more of it. When you focus on what you don't want, you get more of that. It's the universal laws.
Yeah.
And so, and I want to make this very, very clear. We never beat ourselves up. Well, we do, but we need to, as soon as we find ourselves going, I can't believe I did. Then what I like to do is giggle. I go, oh my God, I did that again. I can't believe it. And I just giggle my way out of it. And it is so much more fun living life that way than to beat, because we can beat ourselves up pretty well, you know. So, and the heart, so many quantum physicists and scientists and everything they're talking about the brain, heart, you know, coherence and connection and everything. And I have really found that to be so powerful. And that's one of the things I'd like to share.
What were you doing before you happened on the actual discussion of quantum physics? Where was your work at that time?
Well, my parents listened to Ben Sweetman when I was 4 years old. And his thing is, I can do it. And so then my mother, when I was, I used to model in Hollywood in the 60s, and my mom had this book about I Can Do It, and that she shared with me. And then I joined a network marketing company, and the first book you had to read was Think and Grow Rich.
Yeah, that's great.
And wow, it was like, wow, okay. And then after that, it was Wayne Dyer and Foster Hibbard, which very few people have ever heard of. But Napoleon Hill passed the baton to Foster Hibbard. Mm. And same stuff. It's just, I've learned about 10 new people who are teaching the same, 10 new people that I didn't even know about. So then I was at the first functional medical hospital in the world, which is Sanavid Medical Institute, which does body, mind, and spirit. And they're fully accredited functional medical hospital. And I was down there, and they shared the law of attraction with me. So I learned about Abraham Hicks, and I went on a cruise and went crazy with fun with that.
I have been to quite a number of her events, and they're fabulous, just fabulous.
Yes. I've been on the hot seat 10 times. Wow. And they weren't all pretty experiences, I'm here to tell you.
Well, you're on the hot seat now.
This is a fun one, though. Well,
so what time in your life did actually the discussion of quantum physics show up? And in your mind, how would you describe that to our audience? Some people are really familiar with it and some people aren't.
Right. It was 15 years ago when What the Bleep Do We Know came out. Are you familiar with that one?
No.
Okay. Oh, Google it. What the Bleep Do We Know is quantum physicists from all over the world talking, and they put it in a little story form about this woman. And it was so powerful. It's just so, you'll love it. I promise you, everyone, you'll love it. Look it up, find it. And I had just was starting with Abraham Hicks information and the law of attraction. And if you believe it, you can achieve it. And then the quantum physicists were giving the science behind it. And one of my favorite parts, because I've done the wellness and weight management since 1985. And one of my favorite parts was when this woman was looking in the mirror and going, oh, I'm fat. Oh, I'm fat. And it shows what the cells do. The cells go, hold on to that fat. Don't let that fat go. Hold on to that fat. Don't let that fat go.
Wow.
I mean, that's what we're doing with our minds. And I have had so much fun. I mean, I'm 75. I look in the mirror and I think I'm cute and youthful. And guess what? My cells here.
Cute and youthful. You know?
I mean, and one of my other, I wish we were in person, because one of my other things is I've always said I have rock hard thighs since I was in my 40s, since I used to run 40 miles a week. My thigh is still rock hard. And ladies and gentlemen, I just had hip surgery, hip replacement 3 weeks ago. I haven't been walking on it for a year and it's still rock hard.
Yeah.
Now, quantum physics is the power of the mind on the body. So it's, you know, and it's just, you don't even have to believe in quantum physics. There's so much other stuff out there, but this is a science. And Dr. Joe Dispenza is the one that has all the books with reading the brain waves that's showing why the Abraham Hicks work is so good. Okay, so speaking of Joe Dispenza and Greg Braden and quite a few other, the whole Heart Health Math Institute, and that is connecting with your heart. And that is what I have found is so powerful. And I'd like to share my new little process that I do throughout the day. And I try to do it often.
Wonderful. Love
Sometimes
it.
Sometimes I do it once or twice, but I never beat myself up. So what it is Abraham's has their meditations are breathing in to the count of three and exhaling to the count of five. So I combine that with the heart. So I breathe in to the count of three with an elevated emotion of love. Now, everyone just stop for a second, put your hand on your heart and feel an elevated emotion of love. Doesn't that feel good? So you breathe in to the count of three, an elevated emotion of love. And then when you breathe out to the count of five, it can be anything you want that love to go to. So the first thing I do is I send it to every cell in my body. So it's inhale, emotion, high emotion of love and exhale to every cell in my body, loving myself in my body. And then I do it 10 times. And so inhale, high emotion of love, exhale, love to the new body part that I have. Inhale, emotion of love, exhale to all the people in the world. Inhale the emotion of love, exhale to my family members that I love so dearly. And I just keep doing that for, and it's so much fun to pick different things. You know, every
feels great
day,
when
I mean,
you,
the first five.
When you do it into your every cell of your body, that felt fantastic.
You can feel it. It tingles.
Yeah, it feels fabulous.
And after I saw that, what the bleep, with the woman saying that about the fat cells, I met this woman on the beach. And I always tune in before I say things to people. I don't just give advice because nobody wants that. But if I tune in, then I know when people do. And so this lady was, we started chatting. We were doing some stand-up paddling. And she said, I could never stand up paddle. And she was 5 years younger than me. I couldn't do this. And she says, look at me, I'm old. Look at all the wrinkles on my neck. I literally have never seen so many wrinkles on one neck in my life. I mean, there were like 50. Fine, you know. And I just said, okay, you're coming. I lived on a boat for 10 years. And I said, you're coming over to my boat. She goes,
you're coming over to my boat right now.
Yeah, not right now. I said, when you can. And she said, do I bring the wine? I said, yeah. And so she came over and she goes, and I said, you say that and every cell in your body is going to make more wrinkles. You're looking at that. You're focusing on that. So anything in our life, and whether it's on our body or anything that we're looking at the wrong end of the stick, we're just going to get more of it. And just to remember that in a lighthearted way, if you get too serious about all this, then on the back of my card, I have life is supposed to be fun. And that is just, that's where I'm at. And I say all the time, I'm the happiest, most positive person I know, that I've ever met. And I love being that. And because I say that, I get more of it. Mm-hmm. And so I do joy consultancy is one of the things I do. And I so love sharing it with people. They come, the first session is 3 hours. And they tell me what's going wrong, what's not working, what feels badly. And then I say, all right, we're going to now shift everything. And you're not telling me those things anymore. I've already heard them. We don't need to hear them. We're only going to talk about what we do want. And it's fun because I don't get frustrated or anything. It's just when they start to do it, I go, ah, yep. And they get it.
Yeah.
And I love doing it. Do I have enough time to share one of my stories?
Yes. I mean, it's so simple, Laura. And it's a lot of people feel like they have to dig and dig and dig into their garbage heap. And you can actually, if you're able to, you can actually just let it all go, right?
Exactly. 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 And
so when someone's trying, when someone's trying to step into a new chapter of their life and they're scared, what kinds of things would you suggest for them? Because they might be saying something like, in here, they might be saying, you never did that before. What makes you think you can do that? No one you ever know did that. You're not smart enough. Maybe you need to go back to school. There's all different things that come in. Why you should stay where you are. So can you give us some insight into what you'd suggest for people who are just ready to explode into their next level of greatness? And there's a little voice in there.
Well, again, it's back to the stick, what you want and what you don't want. And so focusing on what you want. So one of my favorite things to do is to write a list of appreciations. And so what is working? Let's say you want something really big out here and you're nervous and you're scared and you're hesitant. What is it about it you want? Don't focus on what you don't want or what you're afraid of. When you find yourself doing that, giggle and go, oh yeah, oops, let's see, what do I want? And I mean, it has worked for me before I even knew what it was. I mean, I was on my way. I'd been suggested to interview for a marketing director for an international port. Huge, huge. And on the way over there, I still remember it was an hour and a half drive and I was giddy. I mean, there were 50 men with master's degrees that were interviewing for the job. And I just was giddy. I just thought, this is going to be so much fun, you know, because it was, they needed someone who understood environmental things and public relations and economic development. And I had a little of all that. And I just was so giddy. And I got the job. And that is, when I look back on that, it helps me. And just please, if I can express to you that giddy, happy, fun feeling. And we have the choice. Nobody has any, it's an inner job. Nobody has control over us. If we want to feel giddy about something, so I really encourage everyone, the next time you come to something where you're wondering what you should do about it, just giggle and think about what you would like. And you can say, if it's something that's way out there, you can say, wouldn't it be nice if? That's a really fun game to play. Wouldn't it be nice if? And just keep your energy in that arena as opposed to the fear and the negative. But again, when you find yourself, we're always going to find ourselves over there, right?
Yeah.
We're always going to be in that, oh, what? Wait. When you do, if you don't want to giggle, you can do something else, but just, you know, be light about it.
So
and move forward.
Yeah. So you're talking about, we get to choose in every moment which direction we're going to go. So if you're feeling a little ill at ease, what you're suggesting, Laura, is we can shift ourselves right out of that immediately. As soon as we notice it, we can shift ourselves forward. My father is 97. Yes. A few years ago, I talked to him about his philosophies in life. Over the years, I've talked to him, but a few years ago, he mentioned that he never thinks as much as he can, never thinks or talks about anything he doesn't want. When I was 5 years old, he fell off near the top of the house and he broke all sorts of things and he was a mess. And I've never heard him talk about that accident. My mom would bring it up occasionally, but he's never talked about it. Not a word.
That is so powerful. That is so powerful. That is wonderful. What an example. Yes.
I know. It takes years to figure out you have an example like that as well. Sometimes so many wasted years before you realize you have a great example right in front of you.
But it's wonderful that you do have them for sure. Yes.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah, so we have about 10 minutes for a good illustration of what you're talking about.
Okay, I would like to share one of my joy consultancy clients. Okay. She came to me and she said, my husband left me for another woman. I hate him. And if you can make me happy, it's going to be a miracle. And so she went on about it, you know, and she was darling. She was 52 and she ran marathons and she just, you know, and so I said, okay, well, after she shared what was going on, then I said, okay, what is it that you do want? Well, and I said, let's make this fun. And so I had her write a list of appreciation. My people, my clients, they every day they send me a list of 25 things about their life they like. Every day for 30 days. And she said, I can't do that. And I said, we're going to start right now. And so she did. Her sister owns this amazing company she gets to work in. She can come anytime she wants. She can go home whenever she wants. She gets paid really well. And they have organic, natural snacks for all the employees. They're like 30 employees. And I mean, it's just that. And there are all these things that just she kept pulling. She lived in this beautiful home and under her parents' home, but it was on the ground level and it had a beautiful pool and a garden and everything out. And it's amazing to watch. It's so much fun to watch people shift from this negative witch to this, well, I have this. And I have this, and I have this. And so I said, and something positive about him. Oh, no, no way. And so after a week of her sending her positive aspects about her other parts of her life, I said, can you share something about him now? And she goes, okay. And she wrote a list. She only got 18 things, but she wrote a list. I would have married the man. Without even meeting him, with the things that she wrote. But what I mean, she had three children. One of them was dyslexic. One of them was trying to come out, who was gay and was struggling. I mean, emotional stuff. And he was supportive of all of them. She had two little dogs that barked like crazy when they came in, and he was supportive of them. And so when she finished writing that, I said, I've never asked anyone to do this before, but you might want to think about, and if you feel inspired to, send it to him. And she ended up doing that, and she sent me the email that he sent back, and he said, I thought I hated you, but my grandmother died a week ago and I didn't even shed a tear, and I loved her more than anybody on the planet. And I'm sobbing here at my computer right now. Shifted everything. He was taking more stuff away from her, which he had every right to do because but everything stopped. And it just, and now, I mean, she found somebody else and they have a wonderful relationship and she's good friends. They still run marathons together now. And it's just her whole life went from just this negative pile of whining and moaning to a happy, happy life. So it brings me great happiness to be able to bring that kind of joy to people's life.
Well, what's beautiful is you can use that in every situation.
Yes.
You can.
Yes, very good. Definitely. Every situation, whether it's physical, whether it's finances, whether it's relationship, everything, you know, and with work. Okay, this is in closing, I want to say, if you go in to work, I'm fortunate I work from home, still working. If you go into work, set your intention before you go in. When you're in the car, before you open the door, set your intention that you want to be a loving, wonderful person and that you want to see the best in everyone and in every situation. I literally can tell you 50 stories of people whose life have completely changed about their work just by doing, it might be simple, but it's so powerful, it could walk worlds.
I know for me, I often think about if the day before I was missing something in my life, like my joy, or so the next morning I will, in my meditation, I will ask to see the joy, to be the joy. And it really makes a difference.
It really does. Thank you for saying that, because the first thing when we wake up, the first thoughts that start coming into our head create momentum for the whole day. And so when you wake up, if you acknowledge, I'm awake, and pay attention and start using the things that you want. Think about the things you want in your life versus oh, I've got to do this, I've got to do that, I've got to do this, I've got to do that. So
yeah,
it's very powerful to start your day.
Yeah. Laura, thank you so much for connecting with us today and for sharing what seems to be simple, but people are not taking advantage of it. It's right here for us. In fact, we're born completely plugged into knowing it, and we do it all the time when we're 0 to 5. So you're reuniting us back with the system we came with to create. You create first with your minds and your thoughts and your feelings, and then you see what you created on the other side. But you've got to stick with those thoughts long enough and those feelings long enough for those things to come to you. You can't throw in the towel before it's time.
Yeah, percentage. Percentage is what it's all about. How much are you thinking about the positive versus the other? It's so important. Yes.
Yeah. Thank you for sharing your love and your joy and your youthfulness with us. And I'm including the ways to connect with you in the email so people will be able to do that. Great love to you, Laura.
Thank you. I love everybody so much.
Thank you. Have a beautiful rest of your day. Thank you.